AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. FEMA Director Deanne Criswell has a warning for people in Florida about Hurricane Ian.
Make sure that you do not underestimate the impacts of this storm.
Ian is expected to reach Florida by Wednesday, and forecasters say it could strengthen to Category 4. Acting National Hurricane Center Director Jamie Rome says exact landfall is not important in this case.
We won't have to have the track make or the center make a direct hit for there to be significant storm surge along the Florida West Coast. We're indicating the potential for as much as 10 feet of storm surge in portions of the Florida West Coast.
As many as 300,000 people may be evacuated from low-lying areas in Hillsborough County alone in the Tampa area. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says in Canada, two people died from what was Hurricane Fiona as it made its way up the East Coast.
Our thoughts are also with people who've lost homes or businesses. People have been evacuated and aren't sure when they're going to be able to get home. People are having difficulty accessing services and support due to road washouts and debris.
Fiona swept homes into the sea in one Newfoundland coastal community. Russia granted citizenship to former American intelligence contractor Edward Snowden. He's been in Russia since 2013, fleeing prosecution after revealing highly classified U.S. surveillance programs to capture communications and data from around the world. A NASA spacecraft is closing in, ready to hit an asteroid at blistering speed in an unprecedented dress rehearsal for the day a killer rock menaces Earth. Scientists expect the impact to carve out a crater, hurl streams of rocks and dirt into space, and most importantly, alter the asteroid's orbit. Starbucks says it wants to start contract negotiations next month at hundreds of stores in the U.S. that have voted to unionize. Jeff Collins has been fired as the football coach at Georgia Tech. This is AP News. Hangar-sized tents are going up in New York to handle migrants being sent from elsewhere by Republican governors.
Groundwork being laid in this remote corner of the Bronx, the Orchard Beach parking lot. While no migrants were there, Bronx resident Gigi Gilliard showed up. She has concerns and was dropping off warm clothes.
Do they know that they're going to be in tents? Do they know it's going to be like a shelter environment?
With City Shelter's full mayor Eric Adams has said the influx of thousands of migrants is a humanitarian crisis that needs a different approach. But some residents not happy about the tents.
There's some neighborhoods who are concerned about safety. Right, like that is a concern.
Officials also looking at other areas for these tents. Julie Walker, New York.
The AP has learned the NFL is replacing the Pro Bowl with week-long skills competitions and a flag football game. The new event will replace the full contact showcase that started in 1951. It will be renamed the Pro Bowl Games. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.